I'm on my own. Ladies and gentlemen, right now, joining us on the G3 Help Me Hotline, she will be challenging Sasha Banks for the SmackDown Women's Championship in just 2 days at WrestleMania. She is the EST of WWE, Bianca Belair. Bianca, welcome back to the airwaves of Knoxville.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, I think we are doing great right here. How are you doing?
I'm great, too. We got a big WrestleMania match coming up on Saturday, so I have zero complaints.
I cannot imagine what that must be like with that coming up in 2 days. And we got a lot of questions about WrestleMania, about what that is going to be like. But we kind of wanted to take a little bit of a different approach for a quick minute, find a little bit of common ground first. So we wanted to ask you this. When you visited Knoxville last, or whenever you come back next, what is one of the biggest can't-miss things that you do or places you go in the city?
I think the last time I was in Knoxville was actually Christmas. Because I usually go, not this Christmas, but the Christmas before. I always go back home for Christmas because I love Christmas in Knoxville. I love going to like Pigeon Forge and seeing all the Christmas lights. We love going down to Market Street and going to all of the restaurants in Market Street. And I always have to visit back to the campus. Even if I drive around the University of Tennessee campus and drive on the Strip, it's changed. And the Strip has changed a lot. But always in Calhoun, it's like a big, a well-known place in Knoxville that I like to go eat at when I go back home.
I know that we have taken advantage of plenty of those $5 burger nights. But yeah, the strip has changed a lot, and camp is one of the most fun things to get back to. So we'll love hearing that answer, and I'm sure it is fun to come back. But okay, let's get down to business here. WrestleMania, 2 days away. Bianca, last time we had the opportunity to talk to you on Fox Sports Knoxville, it was right after you won the Royal Rumble. Since then, not only did you choose Sasha Banks as your opponent, but things have got a little heated on SmackDown as of late. What is your mindset kind of like this whole week as this moment is now finally here, as the whole process with has been going down the last couple weeks since you did decide Sasha was going to be your opponent? What is this week kind of like as you prepare for this match?
Yeah, when I decided I wanted to face Sasha Banks at WrestleMania, I did that because she's the boss. She's a center. She's a blueprint. She calls herself the best. She is. So I want to prove that I'm the best. So I'm getting in the ring with Sasha to prove that. And in the process, it kind of got lost a little bit. We somehow became tag team partners and started going for the tag team titles. But then it eventually got back to being about both of us, and we had some animosity. But going into WrestleMania this week on April, we'll be on April 10th as a two-night show. I'm just excited, but I'm nervous. I really am. I'm on the grandest stage of them all. But I know that being nervous means that I care, and it's okay to be nervous just as long as I'm not scared. But I'm going out there because I want to become SmackDown Women's Champion, and we're creating history. It's just a huge moment to be at WrestleMania. We're creating history by being the first women of color, the first two African-American women to have a title match. So I'm just excited. I'm excited to get our fans back, and I'm excited to just go out there on the grandest stage of them all and show that I am the EST of WWE.
Talking with Bianca Belair of the WWE right now as she prepares for her championship match at WrestleMania in just 2 days on Saturday night. Bianca, you talk about some of the history that's going to be made in this match, and really, it's on a high level right now. It's one of the most anticipated matches right now, I think, in the entire sport. Knowing that WWE is going to have maybe about an expected 25-ish thousand people at Raymond James Stadium, how excited are you to just get back out there, perform in front of fans, in front of a live, screaming, rowdy audience again?
I'm so excited. It's been about a year since we've actually had fans. So to know that we're going to have 25,000 fans at Raymond James Stadium on April 10th and 11th, it's going to be a magical night. You know, we're following all safety protocols. We're doing seating pods and social distancing. We're requiring masks. So we're keeping everyone safe, but we're there to entertain everyone. And we always say that, you know, our goal in WWE is to put smiles on fans' faces, but, you know, it's not good enough that the fans put smiles on our faces. So I can't wait to get out there and hear the crowd, hear the boos, hear the cheers, hear the vibration from the crowd, knowing that my family is going to finally get to be there and witness me create history. It's just something that is going to be go down in my career, something I'm always going to remember. I feel like it's going to be 25,000 fans, but it's going to feel like a sold out crowd to me.
You talk about your family being at WrestleMania with you. How important is that of a thing that you carry into this match, and knowing that, you know, your family's going to be there and the support that they've had in your whole journey so far?
And my family, they're just my biggest fans. They're my support system. You know, having them there, it means everything to me. It makes the moment so much bigger than what it already is. And it's just, I couldn't imagine doing this without them there. So I'm excited about getting in the ring with Sasha Banks, but I'm even more excited about just having my family there, having my mom, my dad, my brother, my stepkids. Just I have about 10 people coming in my family, and I just can't wait for them to witness it and feel like they're a part of the moment, because they are.
Bianca, what's it like going into your first title match at WrestleMania? Like, what kind of preparation goes into that for you?
For me, I say that I always live by the motto, stay ready so you don't have to get ready. But with this being WrestleMania, you have to prepare in some type of way. You know, I'm getting in the ring with Sasha Banks, who is a star inside and outside of the ring. She's been at numerous WrestleManias. This will be my very first title match at WrestleMania. So for me, I call myself the EST of WWE. I say I'm the strongest, I'm the fastest, I'm the roughest, I'm the toughest, I'm the quickest, I'm the greatest, I'm the best. I'm going to have to depend on every single one of those ESTs to take Sasha Banks. I'm literally going to have to be the greatest in that ring to take her down. So that's my game plan. She has more experience than me, but I feel like I have more strength and more speed and more athleticism. So I'm going to have to depend on all of that to take Sasha Banks down.
So you say that Sasha Banks is bringing a little bit more experience into this match than you, and that's certainly true, I think, but you're certainly bringing a little bit of experience into it, as you made your WrestleMania debut at 34 in 2018. You were in the Women's Battle Royale, but even that was before really you took off in NXT. It was before you debuted on Monday Night Raw. Looking back at what that WrestleMania 34 was like when you got to make your debut inside of the ring, and then flash forward all the way till now and being in this titles match, what is kind of that, just that little, I guess, little moment in hindsight look like to you, just how quickly this journey has moved for you?
Yeah, it's moved very quickly for me. I was in the first Women's Battle Royal at WrestleMania, and I believe I was very early in. I don't even think I had my very first big takeover match at NXT at that point. So I do have a little bit of experience, I guess, though, with some WrestleMania crowds. And I just know that this year, it's around the grandest stage of them all. It's a big moment. But what I love more about this year is that it's not just about me and me experiencing this moment. It's about so much more than that. You know, we're going out there. We are representation for women. We're representation for women of color. We're putting a message out there. You know, just having that experience before, I'm glad I've gotten a little bit of a taste of it, so I won't go out there and kind of be, like, in shock in the moment. So I can really draw from that, and it's just been an amazing, wild ride. It's been ups and downs here and there, but all the pieces are falling into place, and they're all going to fall into place for me even more on April 10th.
You said you've been in the Women's Battle Royale at WrestleMania before. But what's been the most fun part about the road to WrestleMania this year for you?
I would have to say, it's hard to pick one moment. I would just have to say winning the Women's Royal Rumble match, because that's what stamped my ticket to WrestleMania. Being the last woman standing out of 30 different women and being able to have that moment where I got to point to the WrestleMania sign. Like, we all dream about that moment of being able to point to the WrestleMania sign. And that's when it really hit me that I was going to WrestleMania. And it's also I've been able to do a lot of virtual meet and greets, where I've been able to meet fans and connect with them and hear their stories and hear how they're inspired and how they're so excited about our match. You know, I'm going for the SmackDown Women's Championship, and that's the main goal here. But for me, it's also about impacting people and connecting with people. And that's what really, lasts for me.
Now, Bianca, I like what you're talking about being a woman of color as a minority. Also, I wonder, and I want to ask you, have you seen a rise in, you know, in younger girls that are following you now? Because, you know, I grew up as an African American watching a lot of wrestling, and we didn't have many in the sport to look up to, but even more so for little girls. And now you're at the forefront, and you're the face right now. How do you think that's impacted you?
I take that responsibility and that role so seriously, especially because I think about the role models I had growing up. You know, I think about Dominic Dawes and Gail Devers and Flo Jo and yeah. how they impacted my life. And I became a track. I started running hurdles and I started doing gymnastics because of them. And all of that led me to where I am now. So to know that I can do the same thing for other little girls, for what they did for me. That's an amazing feeling, and that's what brings me purpose, and that's my why. And it's I love going on social media and seeing pictures of little girls that are dressed up like me, or even dressed like Sasha, and for Halloween, or just for any day of the year. It's an amazing feeling. It's not an ego boost. It's more so just knowing that we are impacting people in a positive way, and we're inspiring people, and that's really what this is all about.
Yeah, again, we're talking with Bianca Belair of WWE, the EST on her route to WrestleMania. Last question for me. I know recently, and I've watched a doc on you a couple times, and recently you spoke to the Tampa Bay Times, and you talk about, and I saw it in the doc too, wrestling, you didn't find wrestling, wrestling found you. So with that being said, how much more, did you expect to be here at this point? I know you're the EST and you've worked very hard, but did you expect to be so quickly to be at WrestleMania, be the Royal Rumble champion?
I would say I feel like I've been ready for this opportunity for a while, but I'm the type of person where I never want to ask for something or beg for something. I want to, what's for me will be for me. And I feel like it's just all falling into place. I wasn't expecting it to happen so quickly, because I've been on SmackDown for less than a year. I've been in NXT since 2016, but I've been on SmackDown for less than a year. I wasn't expecting it to happen so quickly, but being in WWE, the one key to being successful is always staying ready, because an opportunity can come at any given time, and you have to be ready. And because I was ready, I was able to take advantage of this opportunity, and now I'm able to just thrive. And now I'm on my way to create history at WrestleMania.
As you are on your way to create history at WrestleMania, it certainly will be just something that will be in a long list of accomplishments in your athletic career, dating back to college athletics, where you ran track right here in Knoxville at the University of Tennessee. Where does this moment and kind of just achieving, right, having this opportunity at a singles, having an opportunity to challenge for a singles title at WrestleMania, comparing that to some of, I don't know, maybe great moments in SEC track or something like that. How does that compare and kind of how does that rank against each other?
I feel like they're all kind of in their own lane, because I was at a different time in my life at every different moment. You know, in college, I went through some ups and downs, and I feel like I was just fighting to get back to the times that I was running when I first came into college. And I remember my senior year finally PRing and running my fastest time and jumping up and down with joy and screaming and crying. I had that same exact emotion when I won the Royal Rumble match. And it's really just all about when you put your all into something and you finally accomplish it and all the pieces fall into place. Those are the moments that you live for, and they all feel the same. They all fill you with joy. But I'm just at a different space in my life right now. And for me, it's a little bit different, because with track, I knew I wanted to run track, and that was my dream. This was something that I never knew was my dream until it became my reality. And now I can't imagine myself doing anything other than being a WWE superstar. So when I'm accomplishing these things, I just think about how much my life has changed and how grateful I am. I just feel blessed. And I'm always just so grateful. And it's more than just a feeling accomplished. It's just a feeling of feeling blessed and being grateful.
Well, I know this, and I can say this for 100% certainty. When you go out there on WrestleMania, on Saturday night, streaming live on the Peacock streaming network. Yes. When you are announced from Knoxville, Tennessee, you will have a city of people back here screaming and yes. cheering from all the way over here in Tennessee. Yes. We have your back. We love having one of our own Knoxville people at such a high level in the WWE. Bianca, we can't thank you enough for taking the time out of your day to join us this close to such a monumental event. We wish you the absolute best of luck. We will have our EST t-shirts and gear on.
Nice.
We will be cheering loudly, and we just can't wait to watch it. Thanks so much for joining us here on our show today. And again, best of luck on Saturday night at WrestleMania.
Thank you so much. Thank you. You guys always show up for me. I love my city. Thank you.
Hey, that is awesome. Thank you again, and have a tremendous day. That was Bianca Belair of the WWE. She graduated from Austin East High School right here in the city. She graduated from the University of Tennessee after running track, and now she's off dominating the world of pro wrestling. Pretty darn cool.